deuces. I don't know about this place, baby.
You said that about every house we looked at.
This one's different. I just...
No, this one is perfect.
Come on, Shiloh, Jr. It's like he's scared to come in the house.
This isn't a movie. This is a fucking cinematic fuck you to everyone that ever bought a movie ticket in life. This movie completely was the waste of my goddamn time. And of course, I'm talking about Haunted House 2, which, hey, it was a sequel to a piece of shit film in the first place. I will say the first film did have some little aspects in there that was hilarious. Well, not hilarious, but interesting. But then it just became fuck you territory. But this one, God, where do I even fucking start? Okay, Marlon Wayans returns, obviously, because he ain't going nowhere. Why the fuck would he go anywhere? He plays Malcolm. It pretty much picks up right from the last one left off, and they're driving the car, which they stole that from The Devil Inside. Apparently, he's got his cousin Ray Ray back. I can't remember that guy's name, but it's not it's probably not important. I think it was Afion Crockett. Well, I think just his voice is funny, but they kind of just had him going on for too long. That's one of the problems with this fucking movie. The jokes just keep going. And going. Marlon Wayans doesn't know how to end a goddamn joke. Because he just thinks it's all out hilarious. But they pretty much crash a car. Which they had Keisha in the back. And her and Ray, Marlon and Ray Ray is like, yo, she dead. Fuck it, leave her. So fast forward a year later. And Marlon Wayans got a new woman. Megan, played by Jamie Presley. I don't know who any of the kids were, to be honest. Becky, I think, Becky was a kid, played by Ashley Richards. And there was a little boy in there, too, obviously from James Presley's kid. And they move in, and then comedy gold starts to begin, if it's what you want to call it. At least in Marlon Wayans' eyes, he believes it's gold. And that's pretty much the plot. I mean, it pretty much just repeats what the first one kind of fucking did. He gets a new fucking family, and now let's just spoof every goddamn horror movie there is. I mean, there's shots from... they're spoofing Insidious, Sinister, Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones, The Devil Inside, which why the fuck would you want to spoof that anyway, personally? That movie was horrible as it begins. You don't spoof bad movies. There's references to Ghostbusters in there. The Exorcist, that last Exorcism movie. And The Conjuring, which is the biggest one. God damn, I didn't even like the fucking original Conjuring. Now all of a sudden they throwing spoofs in here of this one and that goddamn doll that Marlon... Did I see a doll get fucked more than once for at least 10 minutes? No, you know what? 15 minutes of the movie. Like, that, the goddamn doll joke was a goddamn... That was the biggest joke of the whole fucking movie. Wow. I don't get how you have someone as hot as Jamie Presley and people, you don't believe she's hot? She's in bra and panties in this movie. The girl's body is banging, okay? I don't even see why you would even think about that fucking doll. And plus, if you went from Essen Atkins to Jane Presley or whatever, that ain't a step up, but you know what? It's still better than a fucking doll. And he fucks shot of the doll, and that's pretty much the whole fucking movie. It's just like either somebody's falling down, screaming, or Marlon Wayans is fucking something. And it's usually got something fucking that doll, is what I mean. This is a terrible fucking movie. I mean, you're going to get scenes like... And I heard some people... Well, obviously, people were laughing because they're fucking morons or whatever. I can tell you, I never once got angry in this film. But a lot of my time was wasted. And I didn't get angry for some fact that I knew what I was walking into. I didn't like the first one. I thought there was only a couple of jokes in there that were worth mentioning laughing. And I was just like... Oh, what would black people do if they were in a ghost house or something like that? And I thought those were interesting, but those only lasted for a couple of seconds, and the rest of the movie was horrible. But in this one, I don't remember chuckling at all. I just sat there and just watched it, and everything that came at it, I was just prepared for it, I guess. I don't know. I was mentally prepared for this movie. So everybody else is getting angry or pissed off or something. I'm just like, it's a spoof movie of some bad fucking horror movies. I mean, it's two of the worst genres mixed into one, so it's kind of like, what'd you expect, to be honest? Marlon Wayans really, matter of fact, he drug that name Wayans into the fucking dirt and buried it with it when we buried that fucking Smash Dog, because I think this set, this is worse than White Chicks or whatever, and this set that movie, and that movie set the brothers back, whatever, but this movie even sets it even farther back. You know it's bad when Sean doesn't want anything to do with this. Although, you know what, I take that back. There was one thing I did smile at, let's just say that. There was a scene where he was writing down, the scene from Sinister, and he's writing down his thoughts of what's going on, and then some reason there's just something thrown in, and he's like, they're still making scary movies without the Waynes attached to it. That's a stupid fucking idea. I forgot what he said, but I thought it was like small. I was just like, oh, so there is some resentment towards that. But other than that, I got no appreciation out of this movie. He's kind of putting himself in comedic oblivion right now at this point, and there's a lot of improv-ing in here, which you obviously can tell because there ain't no fucking script. I mean, if he was writing a movie that starred yourself, I guess you would put your fucking sex scenes in here or whatever, but the thing is, the sex scenes aren't even funny, though. Like, none of this shit is funny or whatever. And then there's characters. You got, like, Gabrielle Iglesias who comes in. Who I thought, he had the same fucking joke he kept running over where he would, like throwing some Mexican stereotype in there, and then Marlon would look at him and go like, oh, and he's like, oh, that's not cool. He's like, oh, I'm just fucking with you, dog. It's not, or they would do some racist shit like that. I heard a lot of people saying the N-word was used a lot. I mean, I heard it, but I thought none of the words they were using in here had context to them. So when I heard it, it just passed by me. Like, any of the racial jokes or anything like that, they none of them had any meaning or context to them, so it didn't make any goddamn sense in the first place. And I definitely don't think he said nigga as much as Django did, because that movie was the epitome of the word nigga. But if anything, I say nigga more than fucking Marlon Wayans and Haunted House 2 did. But I don't know, it when he said it, it just felt like it was another fucking word part of the movie, because once again, it had no context to it, and it was just thrown out there, I'm guessing to be funny, I'm guessing, or whatever. But it almost felt like the motherfucker, the movie is just ADD, the movie, because everything that he does is just felt like it was for attention. There's no reason why a grown-ass man should be shouting and screaming at this. I mean, if anything, this movie, because someone told me that they were offended, it offends black people, whatever. If anything, this movie is offensive to animals, because there's about two scenes in here where, one, a dog gets crushed, which you see in the trailer, and another one scene is where a motherfucking dog gets shot to death and stabbed and chainsaw or whatever. And then there's even a chicken that gets decapitated. So, oh, and what do we do with it? We make chicken and waffles. Like that stuff sounds more funnier if someone was telling a joke to another friend at a bar or something like that than it does actually seeing it on a fucking movie screen. Because when I was watching, I was like, wow, this is not, I don't know what this is anymore. The acting in it. What am I talking about? There was no fucking acting in this movie. Why am I going to describe that? Going to Jamie Presley and all them or whatever. There was no acting. Oh, and even Stills' movie. What was that movie? The Possession? Yeah. That shit was stupid as hell. I mean, there's just gags. There's running gags, running prats, running falls, and stuff like that. I don't know. There's just something about this that's just, there's nothing good about it at all. Not even a little bit. Cedric the Entertainer returns for God only knows why. He returns as Father Williams once things start to get out of hand, and I guess they're trying to do an exorcism. And of course, that nigga is coonish, okay? I don't even know why this nigga, why the fuck he giving roles? This nigga cannot act, okay? So stop putting this nigga in movies. You see that? I just said nigga four times now, more than the movie did in a row. So I'm just saying, the nigga is pissing me off in these movies, because they, for some reason, they find this to be funny. And then his scene just revolves around references of pop culture of rappers, basketball players, and the fucking Kardashians. It's like, nobody give a shit. Well, then again, if they didn't give a shit, they wouldn't be watching stupid-ass fucking shows, so never mind. Well, you know what? Nobody that goes to watch movies give a shit. Man, let me go ahead and say that. That sounds a lot more better. once again, the sequel doesn't bother satirizing the original fare, and there's no fucking subtlety at it. This is just a straight up idiotic parody, with no reason to it. I mean, I don't even know what the fucking point of all it was, to be honest. By the time we got to the ending, I just nodded my head and said, "Damn, did that just set up for a third fucking movie?" I was like, "Oh, because people, it ends with Keisha returning after they think they got rid of the ghost and everything, and then Keisha returns and she kills the family, well, the boy and well, the girl and Jamie Presley's character. Marlon's caught hiding under a fucking blanket, and it ends with his cousin coming in, and then they turn around and Keisha's coming down the stairs singing a song, and you're like, ah. And it ends with Marlon screaming like a little bitch once again. Which, by the way, they call him a little bitch like four times in the movies. Everything in here is just a running gag and joke and a repeat of lines as well. This is a horrible fucking movie. It is atrocious, to be honest. The only way I can see this, you liking this, is if you're a fan of Marlon Wayans, but I don't even think this is so much a fits of humor because of what it talks about. I think it's just offensive to cinema in general. But then again, I think that about all spoof movies, and at this point, kind of horror movies at the same time, too. I don't think the first movie, A Haunted House 2, was as bad as this one, but I believe that the first one was bad, and this one doesn't help it at all. And yeah, this is getting a high fuck it from me, because this is fucking stupid. To repeat what that mentally challenged kid said in, the fuck was the name of that Oculus movie, this is just stupid. And you want to know how I know this is stupid? Because I'm kind of stupid.
Popular belief, all Mexicans don't have body shops, man.
Well, you think we all have low riders with a freaking Mexican horn?